early. It was a stunning revelation that might have cost children their lives.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period.
The Texas Director of Public Safety explained that while a gunman was shooting children inside Robb Elementary School, police waited outside for 78 minutes, much longer than authorities had said earlier. Saying police thought the gunman was barricaded alone and no longer a threat to children, he choked up.
Forget how I'm doing. What about the parents? Those children.
Governor Greg Abbott and local residents reacted with fury.
I was misled. I am livid about what happened.
Like this is in the on the back of the cop car to protect and serve. Protect who? Why didn't they protect kids?
As those shocking revelations came out, the gunman's mother made a humble plea.
I have no words. I have no words to say because I don't know what he was thinking.
Across the state of Texas, in Houston, the National Rifle Association held its first convention in 3 years, despite the deaths of 21 people in Uvalde. With former President Donald Trump as keynote speaker, still an unapologetic supporter of gun rights.
As always, in the wake of these tragedies, the various gun control policies being pushed by the left would have done nothing to prevent the horror that took place. Absolutely nothing.
Ironically, due to his presence, no guns were allowed inside the gun convention.
The crowd outside the convention is as animated as the crowd inside. There are thousands of people out here, and their message is the NRA should go away.
The massive throng protested the group's timing and goals.
Shame on you!
High-profile figures addressed the crowds inside and out.
We will defeat you, and we will overcome you, and we will leave you behind.
Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says the NRA meeting is unwelcome in her district.
We welcome them as human beings and visitors. Enjoy the city, but cancel your meetings.
Amid the din of the crowd, perhaps the most somber demonstration was a child-sized coffin, a reminder of just how high the stakes are in the American gun debate. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Houston.